Welcome. Glad that you all are here. I know we have a couple of people, maybe more, that this is the first time. So before we start, I just thought I would share kind of the flow of the morning so you know what we're doing. We'll start with about 25 minutes of lightly guided meditation. Then we'll have a chance to meet and greet each other. I have a sharing with a short practice and then some time for us to share together before we close. So I'm really glad that you're here, and let's begin. Taking your time to find whatever position best supports your body. Maybe a couple of nice deep in and out breaths. Feeling the breath come into the body and the release. Letting yourself feel the body here. Notice the mind, the emotions. It's very normal for our bodies to walk in a space and our mind is still swirling with something else, not quite arrived yet. If there's some swirl of the morning, some swirl of something later today, some swirl of worry, some swirl of anticipation. Let yourself know that all of that is also welcome. This is what we are meant to meet. Ourselves just as we are, with whatever we're bringing into the moment, just as it is, without judgment. So what's it like to take a moment to just greet yourself, just as you are, with all of the infinite number of places the mind might still be snagged by that aren't quite right here? And a way to bring a meeting place here is through the acknowledgement, the validation, the clear seeing. And I can simply say, oh yeah, mind caught up in, fill in the blank, whatever it is. Really paying attention to that part of you that can acknowledge, validate, understand, see. But this is what's going on right now. Without judgment. In that validation, we notice that whatever the mind is snagged in, it's in the body. There's not a mind and a body. The mind, as one of my teachers says, is the body. So whatever's going on in the mind, emotions, notice how it is landing in your body. whatever's here. Maybe it's not all snag. Maybe it's some beginning to feel release and letting go. What's it like to be really curious about any place in the body that has some contraction? Probably associated with some sort of mind snag. Whatever place in the body has some sense of release. What's the association with the body physically releasing right now? With some offering of internal acceptance for you, from you, just as you are. Perfectly lovely, imperfect mess that we are. Knowing that that's just fine. No need to be any different than this, right here. As you sit with this opening, you'll notice there are moments of, oh, I see it. And then you'll notice, oh, I actually have already been gone again. But in this moment, I now see it. We tend to put on a pedestal those moments where we're opening, releasing, letting go, and there's a sweetness and a calm, and that's what we want, and this is what we should be able to do, and meditation needs to be like this. And all of those other things that happen are what I'm trying to get rid of, otherwise I wouldn't want to practice. Just another way we beat up on ourselves and call it mindfulness meditation. And at the root of what we're really doing is learning to be our own best friend. There are these beautiful moments of release, and that gets that of course there are these messy, complex human moments, because I'm human, and all of it matters, all of it is relevant. The practice is in the strong, compassionate heart that has the courage to be with our own self just as we are. With the wisdom of the mind that can explore and untangle, not thinking about it, but just noticing, oh, when I bring acceptance, trust, care, kindness, compassion, non-judgment, non-striving, patience to my own being, something in me functions better. And maybe it just lasts for a moment, No problem. I can do this again and again and again and again. Helpful to notice that the more we do this, not try to make ourselves look like a good meditator in any moment, but bring our strongest, most compassionate, courageous heart to being in wise relationship with ourselves just as we are. The more we start to create a safe haven for ourselves, we can carry in our lives anywhere and everywhere. No matter what we meet. And the more we know how to be grounded and connected in a way that is safe for our own being, the more we naturally become safe for others in this world. Practice growing a safe haven within your own being that is deeply compassionate, deeply wise. No matter how messy any moment arises. from Eric Fried. It is nonsense, says reason. It is what it is, says love. It is calamity, says calculation. It is nothing but pain, says fear. It is hopeless, says insight. It is what it is, says love. It is ludicrous, says pride. It is foolish, says caution. It is impossible, says experience. It is what it is, says love. Just a moment, what's it like to open to the interwovenness of a loving response, a compassionate response, and knowing safe havens?